Mr. Magica, Chapter 5. The Disappearing Bottle. It was about 3 weeks after this that several of Class 3 went to see a film about Superman. The best bit, said Jody to Pete and Thomas, was when he flew right over those tall buildings. I'd love to be able to fly like that. Do you think people ever can? I shouldn't have thought so, said Pete. But you could ask Mr. Magic. I'm sure he'd know. So, when Class 3 were beginning their next lesson, Jody did ask him. Mr. Magic, can you really fly, like Superman? Mr. Magica smiled at her over his glasses. If you mean me, then certainly not. I'm too old for such things. But someone a bit younger could manage it, with a little help. Do you mean a little magic? Asked Jody. Mr. Magica nodded. Rubbish, shouted Hamish Bigmore. You couldn't make anyone fly, Mr. Magic. No one could. It's scientifically impossible. Since the business of the frog, Hamish Bigmore had been behaving worse than ever. Obviously, he thought Mr. Magica wouldn't dare do anything else to him. Mr. Magica sighed wearily. It is not rubbish, Hamish Bigmore, but I don't intend to waste time showing you. Oh, do, please do, said Jody, and soon there was a chorus of, Yes, do, Mr. Magic, couldn't you just once? Of course he can't, sneered Hamish Bigmore. Very well then, snapped Mr. Magica. Just to prove Hamish Bigmore wrong, I will. But it will have to wait until tomorrow, when I can bring the potion. Everyone fell silent, wondering what the potion was. When the next day came, Mr. Magica seemed at first to have forgotten all about his promise, for he said nothing about it. At last, Jody asked him, Did you bring the flying potion, Mr. Magic? Mr. Magica frowned. Well, yes, I did, but I really think the whole idea is a mistake. I'd much rather we forgot about it. These things have a habit of getting out of hand. There you are, jeered Hamish Bigmore. I told you he couldn't do it. Oh, really, Hamish Bigmore. You're enough to try the patience of a witch's broomstick, grumbled Mr. Magica. I suppose I'll have to do it just to keep you quiet. Do what, Mr. Magic? Asked Thomas. Why, give you all some of the flying potion, said Mr. Magica. There was a happy uproar. What, all of us? Asked Pete. Are we all going to be able to fly? Well, it'll have to be all or none, answered Mr. Magica. Can you imagine how jealous everyone would be if I only let one or two of you do it? But it won't be proper flying, mind. Just a little hover in the air. The potion is far too precious to be wasted. Class 3 tried to make him change his mind and allow them to fly properly, but he wouldn't. So in the end, they queued up and they were given each a very small spoonful. It was green and sticky and tasted rather like nice cough mixture. Only Hamish Bigmore refused to have any. He said the whole idea was silly. As soon as they had taken it, Class 3 began to jump up and down in the hope of taking off into the air. But nothing happened. They were all dreadfully disappointed. There you are, sneered Hamish Bigmore. I told you so, it doesn't work. Oh, but it does, said Mr. Magica. I forgot to tell you that it takes exactly half an hour before anything happens. So we must get on with the lesson for the next half an hour, and then see. It was a very long, slow half hour, and even when it ended, nothing happened to Class 3. What's wrong? Jody asked Mr. Magica. Nothing, answered Mr. Magica, smiling. You can't just sit there and expect to fly without doing anything. Do you mean we should wave our arms about or something? Asked Pete. Mr. Magica shook his head. No, my friend, the secret is to think about flying. If the notion of flying comes into your head, then hey presto. I'm thinking hard about it, said Jody. I'm thinking about floating up into the air from my desk and oh! Suddenly she found herself doing just that. In a moment, they were all doing it, It was a very peculiar feeling. You simply had to think about leaving the ground, and you did. What's more, once you were in the air, if you thought about, say, spinning around like a top, you found yourself doing it. Pete said, "I'm going to think about floating across the room to the door." And there he was, doing just that. The only thing that disappointed them was that they were never very far from the floor. "Can't you let us go higher?" they pleaded with Mr. Magica. He shook his head. "Too risky," he said. "You might bump your heads on the ceiling, or do all kinds of dreadful things. And anyway, I want to save my precious flying potion. It always wears off in a half an hour, however much you take, so it would be an awful waste to give you lots of it." Alas, it did wear off in a half an hour, to everyone's regret, and all too soon they were down on the ground again, quite unable to float, however much they had thought about it. "Well, my friend," said Mr. Magica, "I hope you enjoyed that. And," he turned to Hamish Bigmore, who had been sitting and watching everyone else float through the air, "I hope you believe me now." "Oh yes, Mr. Magic," answered Hamish Bigmore, with a rather peculiar smile on his face. "Very good," said Mr. Magica. "Well then, let me put the potion away and we can get on with our proper lessons, which today..." He stopped suddenly. "What's happened to the potion?" he said. The bottle had vanished. "Where is the potion?" said Mr. Magica. "It was on my desk. Someone has picked it up and hidden it. Will they please return it at once?" No one said anything. Mr. Magica turned to Hamish Bigmore. "Hamish," he said, "somehow I have a feeling that you are behind this." Hamish Bigmore shook his head. "Oh no, Mr. Magica," he said sweetly. "Why should I do something like that?" Mr. Magica looked at him steadily. "Turn out your pockets," he said to Hamish. But the bottle wasn't in Hamish's pockets. After that, Mr. Magica searched everyone in Class 3, saying as he did so, "Oh dear, I knew I shouldn't have brought the potion to school. One of you has played a wretched trick on me, and it's quite unfair." "Perhaps," suggested Hamish Bigmore, "the bottle itself can fly, and it's flown away." He laughed uproariously, but Mr. Magica was not amused. Nowhere could the bottle be found, and by the end of the school for that day, Mr. Magica was looking very worried and very cross. "I'm sure it is Hamish," said Pete to Thomas. "He had something tucked under his coat when he left the classroom." "Well," said Thomas, "I'm sure we'll find out who's got it. Whoever they are, they're bound to start flying pretty soon." End of chapter.